Sam Noll here with High Plains Radio, joined alongside with Patty from the Hoxie Rod Runners. And the Hoxie Rod Run just right around the corner coming up this weekend down in Hoxie and all throughout the this weekend as well. But boy, Patty, it's that time of year again. The weather's getting hot and it's time for the Rod Run. I'm sure you're excited, aren't you?
We are very excited this year for our 17th annual Rod Run.
And got a ton of terrific events planned, you know, obviously with the drag races and tons of other stuff, right?
Yes, we have at 11 o'clock, we're doing the pedal power tractor pulls. From 8 to 12, we have the Show of Shine. At noon, we have the Rockabilly Classics and the Little Miss and Mr. Rockabilly Pinup. At 1 o'clock, we will do the trophy ballots for the trophies. At 2 o'clock, we have a motor blow, and at 2:30, we'll have our poker run. And then the pageant ceremony begins at 4 o'clock with following immediately after that the awards for the trophies. And then immediately that, following that, we will have the meeting in the Scout House for the drag racing. You must join that meeting in order to be able to drag. And then we'll meet at the airport and ready to drag race at 6 o'clock.
Boy, tons of events kind of for everything. Anybody to kind of get their fix with the Rod Run this weekend. Like you mentioned, basically starting at 11 a.m., running pretty much all the way throughout the day to the end of the drag races. But on Friday, got a couple of events as well with the cruise night and some karaoke opportunities I heard available too, right?
Yes. We have a scavenger hunt that is new this year, kind of put together at the last minute. So cruise night will begin at 5, and there will be a meal available again. And the scavenger hunt, I really don't know much about it, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out and do that.
Yes, sounds like a lot of fun. Something to do while you're cruising around, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then, you know, kind of ran through the events there on Saturday, but as well, also kind of downtown in the area down there with all the show and shine going on. You're going to have some food trucks as well as some games to play for the kids and stuff like that as well, right?
Yes, there will be plenty of vendors, and then we also have free swimming. There will be a virtual roller coaster. There will be laser tag for the kids. And then at the drag races, we are offering again this year free admission. But we would appreciate maybe a non-perishable food item or a free will donation that will help our food bank out here locally.
And, you know, you kind of mentioned it there, but you will be having the pinup pageant going on all the way throughout the day, too. That's always a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes, and we added the Little Miss and Mr. Rockabilly. Those are the little ones, and I'm really excited to see how that will turn out.
And, you know, kind of like we mentioned, if you want to be in the drag races, have to show up to the driver's meeting, correct?
You actually have to be registered for the show and shine in order to drag. And then, yes, in order to drag race, it is mandatory that you join the driver's meeting at the Scout House immediately following the award ceremony.
And then going to have quite a few drag races. I'm sure that's always a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is a blast to watch those people drag their cars up there.
And I guess still some time to get the cars in, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We will take cars tomorrow up until noon. If you are running late, please give me a shout at 785-675-9070, and we can still get you in the registration, but we just need to know that you're coming.
And
$20 for a registration fee if you are a first responder, active military, or retired, we will let you in free.
So still plenty of time, like you mentioned, to go in there, even if you're running late, get a hold of Patty there. But always a lot of fun to see all those cars lined up and down the street there, and tons of food, tons of great times. Should be a great weekend, shouldn't it?
Oh, it'll be a wonderful weekend, yes. We're always look forward to it.
And kind of the one thing I've always loved about Rod Runs, and not just only in Hoxie, but everywhere, is everyone just getting together and talking, having a good time, catching up on life. That's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's what it's all about.
And once again, go ahead and contact you if you want to get registered as well as, or if you have any questions, I guess. What's that best phone number to get in touch with you?
785-675-9070.
All right. Thanks, Patty. Thanks for being able to sit down with us. And can't wait for this weekend down there in Hoxie at the Rod Run.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. And we'll see you there.